Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday to you. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Who's wearing a Dallas Cowboys t-shirt today.
You bet.
Represent. We got Tammy Pickard with us as always.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How are you doing in this foggy, rainy day?
Got her wet hair going on today.
It's raining.
Yep.
Hard not to get wet.
It is raining. We got Larry with us as always.
Morning, guys.
Larry, I can't see what you're rocking in there. Are you repping a local sports team?
Nah, just a North Face sweater.
Oh, you see. You just stopped the whole party.
Alaska sweatshirt.
Okay, that'll work. I'm Sybil. I'm wearing a Mavs hat today, even though girls should never wear hats.
It's backwards.
Wearing one.
Yes, I have to tell everyone, her hat is on backwards.
Not only is she wearing a hat.
It's a snapback.
It is.
So, and then you, the Tolos, of course, the most important part of the show, chiming in at 877-881-1053. Or if you have a question, you can call AutoFlex at 10 o'clock. The numbers are...
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you do not have a local area code, maybe you're listening on radio.com to us, because a lot of people do around the country. So 888-234-1234. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can go and see the manager specials. And there are some great, great specials we'll talk about after the first break.
Nice.
Can I make a quick PSA?
Mm-hmm.
So, driving in this morning, I was very aware that it's probably a good idea to leave 15 minutes early today if you've got somewhere to be on time.
Here's the thing with that, though. I always hear meteorologists saying that. Like, give yourself some extra time. Most people have a routine. Like, you set your alarm at 7:30.
You need to have a plan B routine.
Okay,
for weather.
How do you know?
Set your alarm at 7.
Well, when you
watch the weather the night
does
before.
Does anybody get up to do a little TT before the official get up?
Yes.
Okay, you know if it's raining then. It was raining all dang night.
But then you have to like check your phone and reschedule.
I'm just saying.
It wakes you up.
If you don't want to be the person that cuts me off every morning.
Can we move on with the show, guys?
I'm just saying, set yourself an extra 15. That way you don't get into an accident.
On that note, though, I do have an idea, David. I think you'll like this. Backup cameras need little wipers on them. Because have you noticed?
Yes.
Have you
yes.
noticed that when you try yes. to use your backup camera and there's droplets on
you
there?
Can't you can't see.
No, it's all blurry. Yeah.
And that will be your next option on your Lexus, and it'll only cost you $495.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, girls shouldn't wear hats? No way. Girls look cute in ball caps.
I guess
all right.
Some can pull it off. I cannot.
She can speak for herself. Actually, she could wear anything. And look great.
I'm putting my hoodie on over my headphones and my balls.
I'm going underground, everybody. More. She can't get enough layers on this head right now.
All right.
Okay, so federal regulators are asking for public input as to what you believe the rules for self-driving cars are.
Okay, so are they going to actually listen to this time?
Yeah.
In my
opinion, here's the thing.
They don't seem to listen.
People don't realize that the regulators... they're experts at what they do, and certainly congressmen have a broad knowledge. But when it comes to specific knowledge, they need input. Both regulators and legislatures need input to make the right decisions. And, the first rules on self-driving cars were written like 10 years ago, and nobody has done anything since then. So this last year, GM went to the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration and said, hey, you guys put some rules in there because we're going to build automated cars. And the NHTSA did nothing because they need input.
Right.
they don't really know everything they should know. So if you have input and you want to be part of the solution, then you need to contact the NHTSA and tell them what you believe the rules for self-driving cars should be.
Now, do you have to have driven or ridden in a self-driving car to have input?
I would think you would need some knowledge. And here's the thing. There are tons of engineers across this country that have worked on this project for different manufacturers. So they know the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. They can tell.
Did y'all know that the NHTSA has a Twitter handle?
No.
So at least tweet them. NHTSA, it's at NHTSA.gov.
Got it.
There you go. So
is
GM showed their
to tell them? Sorry.
GM showed their first self-driving car. It didn't have a steering wheel. It didn't have pedals. And they took it to the government and they said, we want to drive this on the street. And the government said, well, we'll get back to you on that. So, again, if you've got some input, if you have some wisdom that you want to share with our government, God knows they could use it, contact the NHTSA. But tell them what you think the rules should be on self-driving cars. Tammy's rule is they need their own lane.
I love that rule.
Because they're all going to follow the same rules.
It's genius.
And we're not.
Right.
Clearly. Clearly.
No, humans cannot be trusted.
You can't mix all of us rule breakers and rogue drivers and hairstylists / makeup artists / hamburger eaters.
So far, we see self-driving cars in California, San Francisco, in Phoenix, some in Los Angeles, a few. And now Florida wants to be the next state to legalize self-driving cars. Why does it work? The weather. It doesn't snow. Self-driving cars will have a hard time with their current systems because if snow is on the road, they don't know where the lanes are.
So now we know they need a tunnel. Not just a lane. And what about all the carjackings? I'm worried about a self-driving car and a carjacking situation.
Like if a carjacker hops into a self-driving car and just takes over, like hacks into it, and then he drives it wherever he wants to go.
Oh, that's another whole thing.
Yeah,
hacking
that's a
into,
whole new. Yeah. Get ready, NHTSA.gov. I mean, it doesn't tell us how to contact him, so I'm assuming that we're supposed to tweet him.
Okay.
Okay, so Senate Bill 932 in Florida would legalize self-driving cars in the state of Florida. And it's already been through the House and been through the Senate, and it's going to go to the governor for signature. They've got the roads for it, and they see profit there for the state. If they didn't, they wouldn't do it. And you've got how many traffic cab companies do you have in Miami? How many Uber drivers and Lyft drivers are there in the state of Florida? All of those cars make a lot more money if they don't have drivers.
Of course.
So the self-driving cars in Florida would be a big boon to the transportation industry.
And as a consumer, you don't have to tip a self-driving car.
Might have to on an app. I don't know.
Why, really? What would be to tip?
No, you'd have a service fee maybe.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, thanks for getting them that idea.
The
like
biggest
my
thing,
room service fee plus the gratuity of 50,000%
plus a recharge fee.
Yeah, recharge.
A recharge fee. So here's the other thing. Whose insurance covers what? That's going to be the big, big conversation. Now, they've laid out some rules in Florida that have the basics down, but the reality is if you do not have a driver that is an insured party for the vehicle, it becomes the vehicle's insurance. Now, is it the vehicle itself's insurance, or is it the manufacturer of the vehicle's insurance that would be responsible if you had a problem?
Whoever was foolish enough to buy the car, it's their insurance.
Yeah, I think whoever's operating it. If Uber buys self-driving cars, then it's
it.
Their insurance. If
right.
the manufacturer is doing it, then it's their insurance.
Because if
so
you're willing
if
to go into
Sybil
it.
Sybil buys a self-driving car and it has an accident,
then
who pays?
Her insurance. Sybil's responsible for it. Dang it.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, no.
Not if you had nothing to do with where the car went.
The owner.
Huh.
If the car drives itself, you're sitting there, you don't have a steering wheel, you don't have pedals. Why would you be responsible?
It sounds to me
he's
been talking to Lori Loughlin's attorney.
Trust me. There are plenty of attorneys that are waiting on the sidelines right now. But because they know.
God, can you imagine that, too? It'd be in slow-mo because you could do nothing about it. It would just, you'd watch yourself, like, crashing.
What's about to happen? Am I dead?
Okay, so we're going to sort of compound a couple of stories here, but one of them is, Uber did their IPO this last week. So they went to the New York stock market. They had a big party. They had a big showing. They rang the bell. And then their stocks dropped from their initial offering after it happened, and so did Lyft. Lyft
was down 4%. Does that mean the public might be slightly more intelligent than all these people that were investing billions?
You know what I think it means? I think it means that Uber and Lyft planned and carried out a strike the day before the IPO. So if you needed an Uber or Lyft car in New York, you couldn't get one between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.
So they actually had to take a yellow cab.
They went on strike. Uber offered to pay for the first time $20 million in settlement to 13,000 workers in California that did not have an arbitration agreement with them. They had offered to pay them $13 million in 2016, and the offer was turned down. They paid them $20 million. The offer was accepted. That was a few days before the IPO. They said that they would offer 3% of their initial offering to current Uber drivers around the world. About a third of them around the world would be offered 3% of the IPO. But the reality is they don't make money.
And I'll bet it wasn't for every Uber driver. I bet you had to log a certain number of hours.
You did. You had to have a certain number of rides and that kind of thing. So, but the reality is they've never made money. They lose money every year, as does Lyft. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about another company in a minute.
So what you're saying is the prices right now must be a bargain.
For the stock?
To ride in the Uber.
No, I think... a couple of things. I think when you have self-driving cars, then the whole equation changes, and that's what they're all investing in, is the eventuality of that working out. It's the gig economy. It's where your employees are not your employees. They are independent contractors, so you don't have to pay the Social Security. You don't have to offer them benefits. They don't get paid vacations. Mm-hmm. So that's the rub, by the way, is the drivers themselves want a better deal than they've got right now.
Do we have any Tolos that are actually living with an Uber for a ride? I'm not living with an Uber, excuse me. Using Uber as their daily commuter ride.
Oh, like or they Lyft. Don't drive.
Like they don't have a car. Don't even own one.
Gotcha.
Or Lyft. Yeah, text in.
I mean, I use it quite frequently.
Well, I mean, at least for social.
To three times a week.
I'd like to know if somebody takes it to their job, you know, combines a bicycle with the Uber, you know, takes the Uber when it's raining or whatever.
Right.
I want to know how much is it being used outside of just the party driving.
Want to hear something gross?
Or to the airport.
I heard this on her. Yeah, you don't really get to. It was a hypothetical. But
oh, good. It's not for real.
On our sister station, KRLD AM, I heard a study this week that Lyft drivers and Uber drivers, their cars are dirtier than New York taxi cabs.
Oh, I would think.
The germs inside, because they don't get cleaned as often and they don't have the regulations that they have to stick to.
Could you imagine Jesse Hawley getting into the back of one of those with his cleaning supplies? No. Being there like spraying Jesse. And wiping.
Fancy socks
Windex. I would want to get him as a passenger every day. First thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So he'd clean the cab up.
So he'd clean up the whole section.
Yeah.
So for listeners that have never been involved in Jesse coming into the studio, he comes into the studio and he wipes down everything he is even, there's a chance that he might touch.
Yeah. Not the whole studio, mind
no,
you.
No, just his area. Just his area.
Fortunately, I've managed to choose the section that he sits at right after me. So I'm just hoping some of the cleanliness stuck around from the last time he was here.
I would like to point out this is also the guy who wipes his bugs on his rug.
On his rug in his car.
His floor mats.
Thanks for pointing that out. Okay, so there's another company out there, sort of like Uber and Lyft, and Uber was like underwhelmed, or everyone was like underwhelmed with their IPO. There's a company called Carvana, and they have showed tremendous growth in the last 12 months. They are selling a lot more vehicles, but when you put them under a microscope, they're actually losing about $2,000 a car for every car they sell. Let me tell you, there is really no long-term future in that. And they are building these car vending machines all over the country. They're supposed to be cool, but they do no recon on their cars. So they buy cars from auction, they move them directly into the vending machine, and you buy them directly from them. Guess what? We buy cars from auction, and we spend an average of about $450 a car just making sure that the car is ready for resale. Good tires, good brakes, all that neat stuff. Carvana spends nothing, and they're losing $2,200 a car. They are losing more money now than they were a year ago because they're selling more cars. Mm. I'm not sure how that is successful. And then when you buy a car from them, it has not been made ready. It has not been cleaned up. You think you got a great deal because it was less expensive, but guess why it was less expensive? They don't clean them up. They don't care.
A hunk of junk.
Well, it could have been in an accident. We don't sell cars that we can find anything on their car history about an accident. They don't do those things. So they offer cars for less, but you get what you pay for.
They don't even detail the car before it goes in the vending machine?
They probably do not. No,
and therefore, you don't get to see, touch, or smell that car till you've purchased it. To me, it's like going to a vending machine, and anymore, it's a dollar minimum, right? People, even for a tiny little teeny tiny three chips in a bag, but it's all good until you look at the expiration date on the chip bag, and it was 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's not even anywhere for me to return this.
I was thinking it was like gumball machines, but somebody who was loading the gumball machine dropped them all on the floor first and then picked them back up, put them in the gumball machine, and that's when you turn your quarter and get your gumball, and it's already been on the ground rolling around.
Well, their big deal is you can return the car anytime in 7 days, but that's a pain.
It's a pain.
You don't want to have to do that.
All your paperwork. Ugh.
So, I have a good friend that lives in Vancouver that's in the exotic car business, and he's always been in the exotic car business. There was a story out this last week about the exotic car business in Vancouver. And British Columbia has more very expensive cars per population than any other state in Canada. In fact, they exported 100 gray market vehicles to China in 2013.
What's a gray market vehicle?
That means that it was bought in America and then resold in China.
Mm.
Why would you do that? Because they almost double in price. So if you take a $160,000 Mercedes here, it would be a $320,000 Mercedes there.
Ding, 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 ding. You
right?
got that one right.
So if you look at Lamborghinis, Bentleys, one time Rolls-Royce had one of their biggest outlets in Vancouver. And there's not that many people in Vancouver, but they sold a lot of Rolls. Guess how they're doing it? The money comes from China. It may be clean money or dirty money. It flies into Vancouver, sometimes in bags of cash, sometimes in wire transfers, and an individual will walk onto a showroom floor and say, I'd like to buy that Bentley right there. And they will sell him the Bentley, and he will ship it right to China. At which time, he gets a refund for the sales tax on the Bentley that he paid in Canada.
That seems illegal somehow.
That's
it's
why it's
not.
Called gray market.
It's not.
It's and right so, in between
here's
the
kicker.
Rules.
Here's the kicker. If you did that in our country, they put you away. The dealer that actually sells the car that gets exported gets a huge fine. I mean, huge, like 20 grand, 30 grand. And you can't legally do it. If you're the one that actually does it, you're liable to go to jail. It's criminal. But it's not in Canada. So British Columbia has become known as the home of the luxury vehicle, which is a little weird. And the money that comes in, they don't know where it comes from.
But also,
they used to launder it through the casinos in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Now they've begun laundering it through the car dealers. And until they pass some rules and laws up there, they're going to keep doing it.
They even have known criminals with a record in there as car dealers.
Wow.
It's also what has driven up the real estate market there because of all this money that's, yeah. It's the highest real estate market probably in all of Canada.
BC?
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially, yeah. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion. There is a great Autoflex leasing fan text from one of our Tolo/long-term Autoflex clients. Good morning, David. Just wanted to say thank you guys yet again. I hope you saw the text last week about how Marty Mullen went above and beyond after my niece's accident. They appreciate how we always put the client's needs ahead of everything else, appreciate our honesty, and it says, you guys rock. Tolos for Life, Greg and Amy Peterman.
Oh, it's Greg and Amy Peterman, sure. In fact, I saw Greg and Amy probably 3-4 weeks ago.
Well, it looks like the sister-in-law is getting a new Infiniti.
Excellent.
Hot diggity.
Very nice.
Autoflexation Fantex, that's a really good way to launder money.
Yep.
And out of China, probably a lot of triad and mafia business.
That's really their concern, is that the money is dirty money.
Yeah.
And they're hiding it that way.
What's triad?
That's probably
a special
Chinese mafia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to Google it.
I'm going
to
Google it in this break, and we'll be right back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is, in fact, the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I was singing it.
I know.
Oh. Okay, 877-881-1053. That's how you can reach us or reach Autoflex at
any local area code, and then 234-1234-888, 234-1234 out of the area. Offices open at 10 a.m. this morning, so it gives you a little extra time to go online, look at maybe all the great Save Money Monday cars, because we've got some really great ones. Everything from a 2018 Chevrolet Tahoe Premier with navigation, blind spot, third row, to a Toyota Tundra SR5, 2017 navigation and blind spot. Want a luxury vehicle? How about a 2018 Cadillac Escalade with a luxury package? Mm. All of those cars. And, you know, if you want to save money, a little car, but a good car, 2019 Kia Sorento LX with third row. That is a pre-owned 19 that we have in stock.
Wow.
So a lot of really, really good cars there on Autoflex.com under Manager Specials. Those are our Save Money Monday cars. Also want to give a shout out to Jimmy Cochran. This last week, he got a 19 Ford F-250 from Jack Johnson at Autoflex Leasing. Jimmy, we appreciate you listening to the show, and we appreciate you coming to Autoflex to get your car.
Thanks, Jimmy. We certainly do appreciate you.
I got to read this. Autoflex Leasing fan text. I've watched 2 seasons of Ozark on Netflix, and I still don't understand money laundering. Easy for me to say.
That's so true. I'm right there with you. People love that show, though.
It's a great show. There's another season coming on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Speaking of TV shows, I did that a while ago. You know that little line from that show? I'm going to randomly just do a line from a TV
show. The one where you say that's what
movie,
she says, and I say, Tammy, nobody says
culture.
That anymore.
It's still funny.
It's not still funny. But nobody says that. 1996 called and they want their joke back. And that's not funny anymore either.
My brother-in-law, who's British, he says that the way they say that, that's what she said, is, and that's what the actress said to the bishop.
Okay, that's better.
With the accent, yes.
I like it, okay.
He's from London.
We've upgraded it. That's better. All right.
Okay, so Honda has gone back to their roots. When Honda first started, their tagline was, Honda, we make it simple.
Yes, and it was.
And it was. And so now, in 2019, they are looking at 21 different Civic trims in the U.S. alone. That was 10 in 1991. So more than double the trim levels. So what they're going to do is they're going to go back to the old days, like there was an LX and an EX and a base car.
There was a DX that was the
Was the base car. Yeah.
Don't expect anything. That's what that DX stood for.
So by 2025, they're going to reduce their number of variants by a third, which means not as many color combinations, not as many models of cars with different equipment on them, more standard equipment on basic models. And here's what they're doing it for. They're doing it for money, just like anyone else does in business. They are planning on increasing their usage of manufacturers by 10%, going from 90% usage to 100% usage of their factories. That's a huge, huge number. Also, they're going to put out a standardized platform that 70% of their vehicles will rest on. So whether you get a sedan or an SUV, the underpinnings will be the same. Again, big money savings. And they've looked at they don't have to have everything for everyone. You know, we've seen over the years a lot of manufacturers do that. Honda said, nope, we're not doing it. We're going to keep it simple again. So you'll start seeing that in the 2020 vehicles.
I remember we could take a DX Accord. Same thing with Camrys. You could get a base. Camrys were really crazy. They haven't done it this intelligent way at all with these packaging. But I thought Honda was so smart because ordering vehicles for GM, you could do it 90,000 different ways. But I do remember one time we got a Chevy Cavalier in. Somebody ordered it by mistake. It was leftover inventory they were giving to us. It was a brown car with a blue interior.
Yep.
It didn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
We sold it to somebody.
When I was working for Cadillac, we had a car come in that was a blue car on the outside with red leather on the inside.
Oh.
It was in a red vinyl top.
No.
It was horrible looking. Somebody got on the wrong line.
Hey, there's no sense. You know, everybody's got their own.
What is this going to do as far as the Honda Civic being the most stolen car, though? Because now the parts are going to be even more interchangeable.
No, they're stealing it for the engine and all that stuff primarily.
And the doors and,
and then
okay.
body
lids,
panels.
That
they
kind
don't
of thing.
Have anything to do with all your extra. Listen, it was DX, LX, EX, and EXL. And you couldn't get a V6 unless you were in an EXL, mm-hmm. right? An EX came with cloth and some other a sunroof, but no leather and no V6. I think I'm getting it right. Anyway, it was very basic, very simple. And Jeep Wrangler, I remember, also used to come in with no AC. And I think the Hondas did, too. On a DX, you got no AC, and you would add AC.
That's been a long time ago.
How they ever made their way to Texas, these cars. I think the dealers did it because that was another way they could make
advertise
a little money.
A really low-priced car and then mark up the AC.
Right, yeah. And then when people came in, your service department gets all the profit from putting the AC in.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, do you all offer leases with unlimited miles? Yes, we do. They're open-to-end leases. That's what they're called. And that means that at the end of the lease, you are responsible for the value of the car. So if you've driven the car 60,000 miles, it's worth X number of dollars. If you've driven the car 90,000 miles, it's worth less money. I heard an advertisement, I think this last week, someone advertising we do unlimited mile leases. Well, everyone does them, mm-hmm. but the lessee, the driver needs to realize that the downside for them is they become responsible for the value of the car at the end of the lease, which is only right. Because they're going
to
drive a bunch of miles.
Yeah,
if you know about how many miles you're going to drive, it's easy. We do a closed-end lease. You can turn the keys in and walk away at the end. But if you do an open-end lease, one with no limit on mileage, then at the end, you're probably going to write a check.
But I want to say that open-end lease is best if you do have a business write-off.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you should just buy it. Because it's not going to be. I would do a consumer lease where your miles are normal, consumer driving. Okay. If you have a business for the tax write off, you can do that open end, you know, miles forever lease because you get to write the car off. But if it's just you and me, we're driving it to and from and we decided to move to, you know, Canton,
mm-hmm.
right? But we work over here in Dallas. That's just on you. You might as well buy it and just drive the wheels off of
it.
Because
the
there's no depreciation for you.
And the other thing is you pick up a used one. You pick up one year old and you saved a ton of money. We'll talk about that right about now, sort of, because here are cars that are actually done to death. They are going to be dead in 2020. Aston Martin Vanquish. It's going to be replaced by the DBS Super Leggera.
Would you say it's vanquishing?
It's vanquished. It's vanquished. Yes. The Buick LaCrosse, great idea. Wonderful car. They kept putting smaller and smaller engines in them until people really lost interest in them.
Until pretty soon you had to call Fred Flintstone to get you there.
They sold 15,000 of them nationwide this last year. They sold 60,000 of them in 2010. By the way, folks, anytime a manufacturer quits making a car, it's because the car quits making money for the manufacturer. That's how it works. Smart for two. It's going to go be an electric car in Europe. No more North American sales. Cadillac STS. That's the XTS is the outlier of the luxury lineup and always has been. It's going to go away. Infiniti QX30, which is interesting because it was, in fact, a Mercedes-Benz GLA C-Class or GLA class. It's the small SUV that Mercedes makes, and they teamed up with Infiniti on this. And the Mercedes still sell, but the Infiniti didn't do that well. For those of you all in the Ferrari area, the 488 is going away, being replaced by the F8 Tributo.
And they said, ciao.
Ciao. Chevrolet Cruze is going away. We knew that. BMW 3 Series GT. Couldn't decide whether it was a car, a station wagon, or an SUV. Hyundai Santa Fe XL. It's being replaced. There's a car called the Palisade. It's going to be their three-row car. Chevrolet Impala, finally going away. And it, you know what? It's
sure
a great
it
car.
It went
sure.
away and came back.
They've
so
threatened this
a couple
before.
Of times.
Yeah,
maybe it'll come
times.
Back again. This you
is,
never know.
This is like that one brother-in-law.
Here's the one that got me. The Ford Taurus is going away again, except the police car. They're going to continue to build police cars because they make good police cars. Mm-hmm. But Ford has quit building sedans, and so the Taurus goes away. The Volt goes away. Don't be an early adopter of anything. If you do, that's liable to happen to you. Mm-hmm. The Chevrolet C7, the Corvette, it's being replaced by the new mid-engine Corvette. Should be better balanced. Should be a better driving car. Ford Fiesta, the Fiesta.
The party's over.
It was great when gas was $5 a gallon, but nobody cares now. Nissan 370Z. Time. VW e-Golf, that's their electric car. They're going to have a complete electric fleet, they say, so that's going away. This one breaks my heart. The Beatles going away again.
It'll come back.
2020. Yeah, if you want to see some, go to Mexico. They'll have them down there.
Yes, they do.
And finally, the silliest car ever made, the Fiat 500 Long. It's a tiny little car to
Let's
begin with.
Let's make a big, small
Why
car.
Why would you want to make a big, tiny little car?
Right.
So those cars are going to go away, but we're going to talk later in the show about some cars that are going away or have gone away that are great cars on the used car market.
Did you mention the manual transmissions?
And Jaguar.
Yeah.
I love manual transmissions.
But they're nobody, not going to put them in these F-types anymore.
Nobody buys them in Jags anymore.
I had a guy that special ordered a BMW 645 when it first came in, a coupe.
Mm-hmm.
He did three things wrong. Well, really right. The one thing he did right was lease this booger because he got this really weird blue. And you know how we say loser blue? There's
yep.
pretty blues. This one was weird. He didn't want a sunroof in it.
Okay.
And he got a stick shift.
Yeah. Three strikes.
And it took a $5,000 deposit to order that car because the dealer refused to be stuck with it. It was
right.
That kind of money.
Non-refundable.
Anyway, he took it and loved it. I will say, when I drove it over to get it, state inspect, do all this stuff, oh, man, it drove like butter. It was nice. I just wouldn't have ordered that because, you know, I like to eat my french fries in the car.
So, just so you know, back to the non-refundable security deposit. In Texas, a deal is not a deal until you have driven the car off the lot.
Right.
Money has to exchange hands, you have to sign contracts, and you have to drive the car over the curb. If you give someone a deposit, they can tell you it's non-refundable, but when push comes to shove, probably going to get it back.
Mm.
Nobody wants to fight for that, but the reality is until you've driven the car over the curb, it ain't a deal.
But what you if, know, if they don't, if you can't cash, like, I would want to cash that before I even push the button to order it. I just wouldn't. If I knew I had to give it back, there's no way I'd order that car.
Right. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Cannot wait to turn in my Volvo XC60 next month. Rear brake pads didn't last 40,000 miles. They cost $100 from the dealers, not to mention that another $300 in labor to put them in. We know where they're making their money. Okay.
Service, yes.
Newsflash. Volvo XCs have always been like that. In fact, Volvos in general have always been like that.
They're
eat brakes up.
So cute, that XC60.
It is, but they eat brakes. So, and they're expensive to put on when you have to put them on. Are they going to make a Monte Carlo again? I don't see that in the future. I do know that Chevrolet trademarked the Trailblazer Active this last week. So I think you're going to see another Trailblazer for sure. Because why would they tag or why would they patent the term Trailblazer Active, trademark it?
So they had Trailblazers. Is that what eventually turned into just a Blazer?
No. It was a Blazer first.
Oh, okay.
And then a Trailblazer was smaller.
Trailblazer.
And I think probably this will be a smaller vehicle than the last one, the last Trailblazer. But anyway, they patented they trademarked Trailblazer Active this last week.
A little Equinox, so I guess we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
At SUVs are the, if you're going to put your money, if you're going to gamble on what was coming out next, it's going to be SUVs and CUVs. I got my deposit back when they delayed the Lotus Elise American release.
Yep.
I like that that rhymed.
I can't believe I did it without a, you know.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, the Impala doesn't hold its value. Good riddance. Okay, so here's the deal.
No kidding.
You're right. they don't hold their value, but they make great pre-owned cars. So you can get a whole lot of car for just a little bit of money with like an Impala pre-owned or a pre-owned Taurus. They're good cars. If you go back to the 70s and the 80s, cars weren't really that good. I can remember selling cars, and if you had a three-year-old car, there was a good chance that the AC compressor was going out in that car.
Yeah.
And you would have the oil under the hood. You could see where it spun out from the compressor, and eventually the belt would squeal because the oil was gone and the bearings would burn up. We build good cars now. So if you want to pick up a used vehicle, it's a great time to do it. I mean, it's because most everything is good out there.
Yeah, you want a bargain, you need a sedan, pick up that Impala.
Doesn't that apply to everything, though? I mean, telephones weren't that great in the 70s and 80s. You couldn't take them with you.
That's true.
Lines.
Yeah.
I mean, microwaves weren't that great. You had to, like, get out and spin it every 30 seconds, spin your meal. I mean, a lot of stuff wasn't that great.
Oh, yeah.
Televisions, you had an antenna.
The hassle of spinning the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, let's talk about some sedans that aren't dead yet.
That's right. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. We are back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos, 877-881-1053. That's how you reach us. Or call AutoFlex in 16 minutes at
any local area code and then 234-1234. Easiest number in the book, 234-1234. 888-234-1234 if you're listening to us from somewhere else. A lot of people do. And finally, AutoFlex.com, where you can actually learn things more than just seeing cars and payments. Most of the time when you go to a website, you see cars and payments because that's the business that they're in. We actually have information on our website to better prepare you to enter the market.
You do also have cars and payments, though, that are on special.
We do, in fact, the Save Money Monday cars. So how about a 2016 Subaru Impreza, a 16 Premium 2.0 with only 30,000 miles? That's a deal. Or a 14 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo. We've got just everything, a 2016 Acura MDX 3.5, sunroof, navigation, third row. All of those cars are on the Save Money Monday list, and they are all bargains. You can do a flex buy on those cars, you could do a lease on those cars, or you can just purchase them outright. It's according to what your driving needs are and where you want your payment, that kind of thing.
Somebody who did, in fact, call AutoFlex over the past week, let's give them some love.
That's right. That would be Nicole Shaw, and he got a 2019 Toyota Corolla from Jason Utley at AutoFlex Leasing. So, Nicole, we appreciate you listening every week, and we appreciate you coming to AutoFlex for your car.
Yes, indeedy. So, sedans. We've been talking about how they're going away and everything's being replaced by SUVs and crossovers, but some sedans are still going to stick around.
They are, and there's a good reason for it, because you can buy the equivalent of an SUV or CUV in a sedan and save thousands of dollars. And that's sort of crazy, but sedans aren't hot like the CUVs, and the manufacturers don't make the same kind of money on a sedan that they make on an SUV or a truck. So, if you wanted to buy a Honda CR-V, they start at $28,387, but you can get an Accord for $2,000 less than that for a new Accord. How about a Nissan Rogue at $27,938, basically $28,000 for $1,500 less? You can get an Altima, and it's a great car. A Toyota RAV4, right at $30,000. A Camry, same car basically, four-door sedan, $3,000 less. Here's the kicker. Ford Escape. If you got an Escape, it's $28,572 base, $8,000 less for a Ford Focus. $8,000.
Wow.
So there are some real, real deals out there in vehicles that are the equivalent of the SUV. And because they're a four-door sedan, they're priced a lot more attractively.
So are these things that people need to snag right now while they can? Because a lot of the cars aren't going to be made anymore, like the Focus and the Cruze.
Well, again, there's a lot of cars that as pre-owned cars, they make more sense than they do as new cars.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're looking for a Honda Fit, it's a great car. It's a pre-owned car. If you're looking for a Jeep Wrangler, get a 17 and see what kind of savings you've got. It's amazing how inexpensive some of these, the trucks, a 2018 Ford F-150 is a ton less money than a 2019 Ford F-150. So all good vehicles, and they really, really, really save you a lot of money, which is really sort of neat in today's market.
That's right.
So this is interesting from our Autoflex Leasing fan texters. One of them said the Chrysler K car was terrible. We worked on them in the Air Force. Yes, that was a terrible car.
So that was the car that saved Chrysler, though. That was Lee Iacocca's car, the K car. And that saved Chrysler at the time because they were about to go bankrupt. And if we have time, I've got a great story on DeLorean, but I don't know if we have time for that, so we'll see.
They also asked if they could come to Autoflex with their own financing. Absolutely, we'll accept other people's money.
We do it all the time.
No, we offer financing for convenience, but again, it's not Autoflex financing your vehicle. We are the arbiter for you to get one of the best lease or loan programs that might be out there, including the Flex Lease.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, looking to get a new car. I love my Spark. How much to lease one? You would need to call 234-1234 in about 10 minutes and tell them you'd like. And they can use the Flex Lease computer system there and tell you what the lease would look like and whether or not it's a good car to lease.
Yeah, we're just getting y'all hyped up. 10 o'clock, those phones will be working over there at the Flex.
Okay, so pickup sales are approaching where they were between 1998 and 2001, which is the highest they ever were. They were 20% of the entire market, 98 to 01.
Why is that?
20%. Well, gasoline was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The economy was good. People bought pickups. Companies bought a lot of pickups because they were growing. Mm-hmm. Last year, 2.9 million pickups were sold, new pickups. So, with, again, inexpensive gas, a lot of new product out there. If you've seen some of the new pickup trucks, it is amazing how nice they are on the inside and amazing the kind of equipment they've added to them. And we are about to see the same level of pickups that we saw back in the turn of the century, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The latest thing, and this is a New York thing. The latest thing out there is stealing rear view mirrors. And
no, side mirrors, I thought.
Yeah, side mirrors, rear view mirrors.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the one inside the
car. No, they have sensors in them. They have auto lane correct.
Right.
They have lane departure warning. They have blind spot.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Up to the drive-thru.
They're full of electronics. Well, guess what? The guys on the street, the thieves, they can get between $1,500 and $2,000 per mirror by selling those hot. Oh, my God. Used to, they would steal your catalytic converter. You had to worry about them rolling under your car and unhooking your catalytic converter, in which you would have straight pipes after that. But now, rear view mirrors, and they work like a champ.
Wow.
So truck tailgates, side view mirrors off of luxury cars, because they have all that technology in them, and wheels and tires.
Well, and somebody texted in earlier when I said we needed to have little tiny windshield wipers on our backup cameras. They said those would get stolen,
they
too.
They would.
Yeah.
They would.
Anything external.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, did anyone bring it on down to Autoflex?
That's not,
oh my
that's
God.
Not
God.
How you're supposed to say it, David.
Come on, Dave. Do it. Come on, Dave.
No.
Come
no.
on, Dave.
Okay.
Bring it on down to Autoflex.
All right. There's a new system out, and if you want to see the video on this, go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page, because the video is pretty darned amazing. Shows a police car chasing a pickup truck, and all of a sudden, he pulls up right behind him as they're flying down the road, and he fires a device that wraps up the rear wheel and stops the truck in its tracks.
Like Spider-Man.
Like Spider-Man.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Or like a cowboy back in the day when he was catching a calf.
Lassoing.
I like the subtitle of the video. It says, the long arm of the law just got a little longer.
Spider-Man, so, Spider-Man.
If you want to see that, go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page. The video is worth watching. There's also stories on the new Tahoe that's coming out. There's a bunch of stories on cars that you can read on the Facebook page. So if you're wanting to find out about some specifics on some cars, it's a good way to go. Is there a specific vehicle at a local dealer we can do a flex buy through you on? Yes, there is. We do flex buys for people all the time that find cars in different places. That's normal. So let's talk a little bit about John DeLorean, because there is a new sort of a documentary coming out about John DeLorean. And for people that don't remember, John DeLorean came up with the first American muscle car when he was the head of Pontiac.
And time travel.
He came up. That's true. He came up with the GTO. And when he came out with the GTO, there was nothing like it on the market at all. And it became the most popular single vehicle in America. And General Motors made it. It was under the Pontiac nameplate. And he made this GTO, and he was the most popular guy in the world. In fact, DeLorean could have just sat on his laurels and eventually become the president of General Motors, because his GTO had made them more money than anything they'd done in 15 or 20 years.
They made songs about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Little GTO was the Cobras, by the way, mm-hmm. for those of you all. Anyway, DeLorean, rather than do that, he tried to sabotage his boss and move up quicker.
Mm-mm.
And when he did that, he ended up losing his job at General Motors because it all came out. So then he decided to build his own vehicle, which was?
The DeLorean.
Exactly, the Back to the Future vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the gull-wing doors that the lift hydraulics, they worked until one winter, and after a winter, they didn't work near as
well. They could injure you like the hospital elevators over there.
Yikes.
John Peter Smith. So... anyway, DeLorean built this car. He made it out of stainless steel. It weighed a ton. It was not terribly fast, by the way, because it weighed so much. But it was so different. And then they put it in the movie Back to the Future, and the DeLorean became the time machine. Unfortunately, John DeLorean, in order to finance, because building cars is terribly expensive, he did bad things in order to finance the cars.
Shocker.
He ended up dealing in cocaine and got arrested for that. And now, at the end of the movie that they're going to show, it shows his son living in a small apartment in California that he can barely afford, because all the money's gone, all the fame is gone, everything is gone, because DeLorean didn't choose the right career path.
Mm-hmm. If I were the son, I would change my name.
Right.
Start my own career path, but that's just me. All right, if we didn't have time to get to your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, you can give them a call in 5 minutes at 817 or 972-234-1234, or make it easy, go to autoflex.com. You can do all your research right there, answer any questions, and weather like this today, you definitely want to do some the online stuff. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. Thank you to all the Tolos who chimed in today. Thank you to Larry. Fan Jam is coming up next. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.